It's a big day here in North Texas. If you like politics and like to follow the presidential race, we've got a lot of the candidates here in town, including the man who joins us now on the ticket hotline. He is the front runner for the Republican nomination. We say good morning to Donald Trump.
Good morning to you guys. How are you doing?
Morning.
We're doing fine. Welcome to North Texas.
Well, thank you. It's great to be on the ticket, which is a top tier, fantastic radio station.
Thanks.
Thank you. You guys are winners, and it's great to be associated with you, okay?
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, it's great to have you on, and I know you're really happy with the way the campaign is going. You've won a few states here recently.
Craig, it's going to be very successful, this event that I'm having in Fort Worth. I'm glad you brought me on to promote it,
yes.
Even though I don't need to promote it because it's already sold out. It is. People love it. People love this event.
Well, it hasn't happened yet, but yes.
Well, it will be so much more successful than Marco Rubio's event. Marco Rubio is a loser. He couldn't even secure an indoor venue, okay? He had to just go out to a park, okay? I think he bought a sheet cake that he's going to celebrate with, put some candles on it. It's very sad.
Yeah,
it truly is sad. He's a total choker. He's really a pathetic person who's never been anything in life.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Donald Trump.
Look at me. I'm a successful, great person.
You are, absolutely. And Trump is appearing, by the way, at the Fort Worth Convention Center while Rubio is appearing at Clyde Warren Park.
Thank you for knowing that.
So what are you doing at this big party in Fort Worth? What's the big deal?
Okay, who is this one that's insulting me?
I didn't insult. I just asked a question. This is George. I just asked a question.
Okay, yes. Okay. If you look at the polls, okay, I'm way ahead of you, George, okay? No one likes you.
Oh.
You are a personal loser.
Oh.
You've not succeeded at anything you've ever tried. You probably don't even have $1,000 in the bank because you're too busy buying whatever gut-buster appetizers on sale at your local restaurant.
Hey,
Okay, you probably don't even own your own car. Okay.
Actually,
you
I lease.
Don't even still ski on the weekends, which is the mark of every successful person.
No, I do ski on the weekends.
Uh-huh. Well, look at yourself in the mirror. You're a total, total disaster. Okay.
That may be true, yeah. By appearance,
you have severely
yes.
poor hygiene.
I don't know about that.
Your nuts smell like a petting zoo.
Occasionally, yeah.
Your love life only heats up when you pry your right hand from your milkshake or your Budweiser and give yourself some action.
Oh.
I know your type. You're the Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, and the little ticket.
Oh, boy,
so insulting.
I know. All I did was ask a question. What are you doing at your event in Fort Worth?
Okay, your radio station is a total disaster. It's the worst.
Wait, you said it was the
no
best.
No one likes it. Me, I was a very successful athlete, a terrific wide receiver / power hitter.
Huh, okay, really?
I own all, if not most, of the records in collegiate sports, despite the fact I never went to college. I'm a winner. I'm going to win this election. You guys are jealous of that, and that's why you're attacking me right now.
I don't think anyone's attacked you.
Well, you may win the election.
Which one was that one? That one right there.
That was George again.
That was me again.
Once again, the total loser of the ticket.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. You're the guy who I routinely leaves work to go to the bathroom, to sit on the pot, to dump about 3 buckets full of mud in there.
Okay? Oh, man.
Routinely.
Everyone here knows it. Everyone recognizes it. That's why no one likes working with you.
That's not true. My coworkers like working with me, I think.
Ted Cruz is the Zodiac killer.
Whoa.
That's quite an accusation.
Look it up. I said it.
Okay. I know you don't like him, but that's quite an accusation.
Well, he's a total fraud, and he, along with Marco Rubio, both two of the biggest Hispanic choke artists of all time. Of all time. I will win this election. The event is going to be fantastic today. We have nothing but star power coming out.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have Peyton Manning is going to be there.
Wow.
Justin Montemayor is going to be there.
Wow, really?
He's a hugely successful person.
And Peyton Manning's going to be there.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good.
Those two.
You're repeating yourself.
And it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be fantastic. Everybody's going to win gold bullion, and everybody's going to get rainbows and leprechauns in gift bags.
Well, and you got a big one Tuesday. It's Super Tuesday, so good luck next week.
What is that? What's Super Tuesday?
That's the big election day where there are many states holding their primaries.
Well, there's no doubt that I'll probably win it then.
You haven't heard of it yet?
I win all the primaries, all the caucuses, whatever caucuses are, okay? You know, I know that Ben Carson was hoping to win all the big black caucuses.
Oh, jeez.
But he's not going to,
Such
okay?
a cheap joke.
He's low energy. He's low energy. You're low energy, George.
I am not.
You're very low energy. That's why everyone hates the Bird Dogs.
Well, thanks for knowing the name of our band. I appreciate that.
A disaster of a country band.
That may be true, but that's part of our charm.
Okay. I'm going to go bang some supermodels, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, we'll see you. Good luck today, Mr. Trump. That's allegedly Donald Trump. He'll be in Fort Worth today.